Racing up Alpe d'Huez presents a unique challenge as the Tour de France tackles the mountain from both sides for the first time. Here's why this double stage could redefine the race's dynamics and impact fans' viewing experiences. The D211 road, renowned for its 21 switchbacks, gains 1,120 meters in just 13.8 kilometers, making it a grueling ascent for cyclists. This year, Stage 19 and Stage 20 feature the iconic mountain, with Stage 20 including a new climb via the Col de Sirene. This marks only the third instance of Alpe d'Huez appearing twice in a single tour, enhancing its legendary status. As the weekend approaches, fans face unprecedented travel chaos. Road closures and detours began for the L'Étape du Tour de France, which attracted 16,000 cyclists, tackling the same route as Stage 20. Bourg-d'Oisans, a town of 3,000 residents, is bustling with activity, as local businesses thrive amidst the influx of visitors. Accommodations are scarce, with the Hôtel de Milan fully booked shortly after the announcement of the 2026 route. For those heading to watch the race, strategic planning is essential to secure the best vantage points on the D211. Don't miss out on witnessing history in the making this Tour de France weekend.